We begin with Chapel Hill Town Council getting set for a big meeting tomorrow night. The future of the Legion Road property is tops on the agenda, but that's not the only big issue up for discussion. Chapel Hill recently turned to a group of urban planners for advice on developing more housing in a way that matches the town's values and vision. The result was a framework called Complete Communities, and tomorrow council members will pick between several possible pilot projects to give that plan a try. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell has more.
You will notice that you have in front of you a map. You will notice in a dotted pink line, everywhere to everywhere greenways.
Jennifer Keysmat started out the Chapel Hill Town Council work session last Wednesday by distributing a concept of interconnected greenways. The internationally known urban planner described these everywhere to everywhere paths as one option recommended for the town to pursue with the help of federal funding. It's part of a potential vision for the town if they choose to execute projects with the goal of addressing both improving mobility and creating environmentally sound growth.
It's a very powerful idea, and it's an unconventional idea. Most people, when they talk about greenways, they're thinking about a ride on a Sunday afternoon in the sunshine. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about greenways that you get on and off all day long because they're foundational to mobility. And we've added density near those greenways.
Four properties that could bring some added density in the town were part of that presentation. Outlined as part of this Complete Communities initiative as potentially transformative development projects, the sites were selected with the goal of being a clear example for the town's commitment to building more connected developments. The goal of this consultation with Keysmat and other top urban planners was for the town government to establish a new strategic plan for growth and selecting projects. The consultant group used Chapel Hill's extensive 2021 housing report, interviews with residents, and study of the town geography to create these suggestions. A formal resolution for the Chapel Hill Town Council to consider the Complete Communities framework will be up for a vote on Wednesday night this week. The elected officials will also have the chance to decide which of those four projects presented by Keysmat to pursue. The UNC-owned land at 720 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and the university's 14 acres off North Estes Drive extension were the top two sites identified and recommended by the initiative's steering committee. Land in the Timberline Shopping Center and property near the Parkline building off Fordham Boulevard were also included. Chapel Hill Town Council members largely voiced support for partnering with UNC on redeveloping the two office buildings adjacent to the Midtown Market along MLK. The appeal of a deeper town and gown partnership along the town's main north-south corridor appealed to nearly every single council member who spoke. That included Council Member Adam Searing.
It's on one of our most traveled roads. It'd be a great demonstration. It's exciting to see those office buildings, which are so underused, in that whole area. I think if we're going to go ahead and go for this, it's a good place to start.
Council members also voiced support for a larger eventual project at the land near the Parkline building. Keysmat and Economic Development Director Dwight Bassett described the land as having, quote, momentum, since its ownership company had identified several developers who want to work with the town's strategies. Bassett described 21 of the 36 acres between Fordham Boulevard and Old Chapel Hill Road as being for sale and garnering outside interest. The town council will formally choose its development project, as well as consider the greenway plan Keysmat presented earlier, on this Wednesday night. Councilmember Jess Anderson said, however, that no matter the official's selection, she will be voting for the project she believes will signify the town's move in a new direction.
The criteria that I would weigh the most strongly would actually be how successful we could be at really, really aligning with Complete Community and meeting those goals of really doing something transformative, doing that something that rebuilds trust in a lot of different ways.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
That Chapel Hill Town Council meeting is tomorrow night at 7. Meanwhile, the Carborough Town Council meets tonight at 7 with a short agenda that includes an update on the implementation of the town's new Carborough Connects comprehensive plan. And the Orange County School Board also meets tonight in Hillsborough, starting with the board retreat at 6, followed by a special meeting at 8 to vote on a required school improvement plan for Gravelly Hill Middle School. That plan was required after Gravelly Hill was designated as a low-performing school on Saturday. state test scores. Orange County commissioners, meanwhile, met last night, and they elected Jamesetta Bedford as the new board chair, replacing Renee Price, who's stepping down to take her seat in the state house next month. Over to campus now, where members of the UNC community are pushing the university to stop burning coal at its Cameron Avenue power plant, a commitment UNC made back in 2010 but has not yet fulfilled. But if and when the university does stop burning coal, what happens after that? Local journalist Kirk Ross says the possibility exists for UNC to make a significant change for the better, but it's going to take a dedicated effort from many agents, including the town and county.
There's this sort of throwing up of hands and saying, well, we can't get them to change. They're too locked in. Except nobody's really taken a good hard look at this. Coal use will end. The problem is what happens after that. The path of least resistance for the university is to go ahead and convert to natural gas, keep a facility at Cameron Avenue. So you miss this key opportunity, and the opportunity is to repurpose the site into something that makes sense, housing, community center. The other thing is that because of all the climate legislation that both the state and the federal governments have passed, there's a lot of money for decarbonizing. There's a lot of money for conversion. The university knows it, and I think that they're ready to make a move. I just don't think they're ready to make a big move. They'll make an incremental move, and I think that's a mistake. I think if the town begins a conversation, comes up with part of the carrot. We've never had a carrot. And if I'm sitting here telling you it's possible, please pay attention to that. There is a possibility this can be done. And I think the university is, this argument is not falling on deaf ears.
Portion of the conversation there with Kirk Ross speaking on 97.9 The Hill. You can read his viewpoints column on the Cameron Avenue power plant by visiting the town square section of our website, chapelboro.com. Finally, in Raleigh, a vote of confidence this week for a local lawmaker. State House Democrats have reelected Robert Reeves of Chatham County to serve as State House Minority Leader for the next 2 years. 6:18 is your time. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Olmaz Jewelers. A heartbreaking loss last night for UNC women's soccer, 3-2 to UCLA in the national championship game in Cary. Avery Patterson scored twice, and Carolina had a two-goal lead with 10 minutes to go, but the Bruins rallied back, scoring a controversial game-tying goal with just 16 seconds left in regulation. Carolina wanted a foul called. They won in overtime. Awful loss for the Heels, but still a great season. Carolina knocked off two top seeds just to reach the final and finished with a record of 20 wins, 5 losses, and a tie. Over to basketball, where the UNC women are down 2 spots to number 8 in this week's AP rankings, tied in that spot with NC State. Tar Heels are back home tomorrow night, hosting UNCW at 6. Meanwhile, the Carolina men are out of the top 25 altogether, just 2 weeks after being ranked number 1. Tar Heels have lost their last 4 games, but they did show some life on Sunday against Virginia Tech, nearly coming all the way back from an 18-point deficit late in the second half. Here's head coach Hubert Davis on that.
You know, just a collective part on everybody just to fight and compete. You know, it's something that we had talked about consistently, what had to be brought in order to have an opportunity and a chance to be successful. And I'm very happy and proud that we finally brought it with about 10 minutes to go in the game. But one of the things that my hope is that we can bring it for a full 40 minutes. We brought it and cut it to 2, just like that. And it was not only effort, it was execution on both ends of the floor. And I told the guys that, you know, I wish in my life anything, not just basketball, I wish that you can get to where you want to become without any potholes and traffic jams and stop signs and rainy days. It just doesn't happen that way. And so the most important thing is to stick together and continue to move forward. That's what we'll do. And by the end of the year, we're going to be a really, really good basketball team.
That's Hubert Davis there. Carolina's back home this Saturday hosting Georgia Tech. Now to football, where UNC is losing a bunch of Tar Heels to the transfer portal. 11 Tar Heels have already announced plans to transfer, most notably Tony Grimes, who announced his plans yesterday. He started at cornerback each of the last two seasons. Others in the transfer portal include defensive backs Cameron Kelly and Dontavious Nash, defensive lineman Jaleel Taylor, linebacker Chris Collins, and tight end Kendall Carr. Get the full list of transfers on our website, chapelboro.com. Elsewhere in sports, congrats to Tar Heel tennis stars Fiona Crawley and Ryan Segerman. They took gold with Team USA at the Master UBNP Paribas Championships in France over the weekend. In hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes are at Anaheim tonight, looking for their fifth straight win. Face-off time is 10 p.m. And finally, condolences to the friends and family of Tony Waldrop, who was a track star at UNC in the 70s before going on to a distinguished academic career that included a stint as president of the University of South Alabama. Waldrop passed away on Saturday at the age of 70.